Hello, hello, hello. Rayal, can you hear me? Wow. Oh, my gosh. Rayal Issa. How are you, my beautiful queen?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I am real good. You know, I'm just super blessed that we are on air today. And, you know, this is the Be About It show for those that are tuning in right now. We have our very own Rayal Issa. And I want to make sure we are pronouncing your name correctly, my beautiful queen. Can you just give us the right pronunciation before we get into this conversation?
Oh, yes, sure. So it's Rayal.
Rayal. Hey, thank you so much for taking the time to come on air today because, you know, it's a vibe that I really love. It's one of those ones where when I was reading everything on air, like when I was reading from when you were crowned, from your stories, from you, you know, conversing with the community and just being about it, what struck for me was just your vulnerability to the community and just the way that you connect. Like I know when we were on speaking about in the community with the Rotuma community, Rachel, your beautiful auntie Rachel, she connected this whole story for this, and also your beautiful mother as well, and your parents and your family. But before we get into it, Rayal, if you can just introduce your beautiful self to our community, even to Aotearoa. You've got some beautiful fans in our community, but also a lot of people that are following your journey as Miss Hibiscus, but also a community leader. And your bio, you've just done so much. So I'll let you speak on that.
Thank you very much. So, Noa'e Māori, everyone. My name is Rayal Issa. I am 20 years old, studying at the University of South Pacific. I am a daughter of our very own Blue Continent, and I am blessed to be the reigning Miss Hibiscus. Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful, Rayal. And my first question for you is, what inspired you to get into this, you know, scene, this industry or pageantry? Because it's, you know, before you're going into it, there's so much that you have to prepare for. But what inspired you, Rayal, to get into this beautiful, I would say, hard, controversial scenery of pageantry?
I had been praying about opportunities, and when Hibiscus came along, at first I was hesitant, but as I entered, I realized that it was more than about me. It was about being a vessel for people and making sure that everyone's voices are heard and that they are seen. But I also wanted to show that young girls like me can also take opportunities like that as well.
Love it. And, you know, for yourself kind of like connecting with the community, what were some of the dynamics that you had to deal with kind of being part of the pageantry scene in the Fiji, in Fiji?
I would say the biggest one that I would have to overcome, you would be a victim of people seeing you as lesser than because you don't fit their ideal as the
wow, and you know
of what this queen should be in a Melanesian country. And I think the biggest challenge was that having to change. Yes, pretty much that.
Yes, yes. And, you know, with everything that's going on with your reign, but also with your crown that you've received, being of Rotuman descent, this is a question that I really love. It's really rare to see Rotuman women going into the pageantry scene, and for yourself and your family, your community. Was that one of the mm-hmm. highlights representing your beautiful island of Rotuma?
Yes, it was. First and myself, I felt really small, but seeing the many faces and the many people from my community, it felt as if I was taking a small pot plant and putting it on a big
Right. So, you know, I
and it was really a great moment, and I felt really blessed to be able to take my small community with.
And that's definitely one of the highlights of seeing you and your reign. And I just have to give so much love and light to your team as well, for representing such a beautiful and dynamic, difference of the Rotuman community, from your dresses, your garments, your categories, but also the way you were speaking. You know, you've done so much in the community, as you mentioned, and you were 20 at the time, you're now 21. That's very young. You know, you've been blessed with so much talent. And, you know, what were some of the goals that you were kind of going through when you were part of the pageant? Like, what were some of the goals that you wanted to bring change to your community, Rael?
Thank you. I feel that the most important one was that it was about making spaces your own. A lot of us are very hesitant to step into spaces that feel too big or feel too difficult. We tend to undermine ourselves and make ourselves really small. But I feel that entering those spaces, they offer a chapter of growth that nothing else can. You learn, you stumble, but your journey of growth is the most important one. It's very entertaining at times, but really stressful, but nonetheless, you learn.
Right. And you know, Rael, one thing that there were so many things through your bio and through your story that I really loved, was the way you really felt. You're such an empath, and you always connect your speaking to what's happening in your community. And is that something you've been growing up with, Rael, with the way that you always look out for your people first? Because every time you're getting interviewed, you always bring it back to what's happening back at home, or what's happening with Rotuma, or what's happening in Fiji, and then you come back to you. Was that some of the, I would say, values that you were brought up with in your home and around your environment?
Yes, it was. It was actually a very big part. From a young age, you learn as Rotuman that your name does not mean yourself, but you're also carrying your parents, your grandparents, your ancestors, your culture, language. Each and every aspect is tied to your name. So it was really important that I showcase that in the issues that I spoke about, in the way that I carried myself. It was all about the bigger people and the community as a whole, and not just as an individual.
Yes. And speaking on that as well, there was a little bit of controversy with, you know, what's happening with pageantry and the different types of tribes and, you know, communities that come through. And what's your take on that, Rael? Like, how do you see the platform of, you know, Miss Hibiscus or Miss Fiji as a way of opening opportunity, not only for things that are happening in the country, but also to voice out things that need to be spoken about? What's your take on that, Rael?
I feel that before Hibiscus, there was not much talk about, let's say, colorism or racism. If entering the pageantry world, you really see that these issues have been lying or swept under the mat. Yes. And it's only when girls like me or girls from different walks of life enter and are being judged on the spot that all these issues come to light. And that's the only time that we find the will to come out of our shadows and talk about it. And at the time, I felt that it was very emotional, a very difficult place to be in. But now that I look back, I can say that it was a great opportunity, because a lot of things were talked about, a lot of people raised their opinions, a lot of things that weren't said, they were said, and people were hurt. And that was the main part of it all.
Wow. And Rael, I feel like you've been through so much life and experience for you to speak on certain topics that you've experienced yourself. And, you know, when we speak about racism or we speak about these topics that are very touchy, it's really relevant in our Pacific communities as well, let alone the Fijian community. And what do you think needs to be changed, as, you know, you being Miss Hibiscus Rael, and what needs to be added, embraced, or changed in a way that brings more of our community to be cohesive in a way of unity? What are some of the things that you'd like to see, Rael?
Thank you. First of all, I really think that it starts at home with our families encouraging our young girls to be able to take up opportunities like that, regardless of how you look, how you're brought up. Because at the end of the day, what really matters is the voice that carries our opinions and our issues, not the face. Right. And that is something we should focus on more. And especially being put onto a stage where you look around and there's not many people that look like you. I think that we should be able to build a support system that encourages more participation like that.
100%, Rael, 100%. And, you know, with your reign, you're still connecting with the pageant itself through your beautiful work. What do you want to see more within our Pacific community? You know, just around the pageant scene and the way that we look at women and leadership and voice. I feel like you are so young, but your voice and your intelligence, that's what I really love, Rael. And the way you really connect and use your words to make a difference, because that's what really got me to wanting to interview you, was the way that you really encourage our people and our youth to get an education, and also to put more emphasis on how important it is, because we kind of take it for granted sometimes in our Pacific community. Like, oh yes, you're doing this, you're doing that, you're studying this, you're studying that. But it's like the knowledge to really know what we're doing to really bring back into the community. And I wanted to hear your take on that, Rael, around education, platforms, and leadership.
Yes. So I myself, I'm in my second year of university. I am studying finance and HR. Mm. And I find that education is really an important key when you're talking about issues regarding society. Yes. You have to really cover yourself, endorse yourself with the things that are happening around, not just be a spectator to it all. But also, I believe that it's really important that we embrace our traditional knowledge as well, the knowledge that we are taught at home, the mannerisms, the way in which we treat other people, and basically be a part, try at least to be a part of the decision-making processes, especially when difficult topics are being heard about your own home, community. It's really important that you are in the room, because that's an important key to be able to communicate your ideas effectively. And yes, we should also encourage our youths that education is not, most of us think that it's years long of studying, but at the end of the day, it's all about giving back to your community. Yeah. You spend those years in an institution gaining all that knowledge to be able to give it back to your community in such a way, regardless of whatever platform you use to impart your knowledge.
That's so beautiful, Rael, and I really love that. And it brings me to a few more questions for today. For those that are tuning in right now on the Be About It show, we are live with Rael Isia, who is, I just can't believe this happening. We are connecting through Zoom in regards to her being crowned as Miss Hibiscus, but also being a young leader in the Pacific community, not just the Fijian or Tumen community, in the Pacific community. Her words, her wisdom, her experience have shaped who she is today. And it brings me to the question of, you know, Rael, I want to get very honest, and I love having these conversations. Do you feel our Tumen community, especially when it comes to pageantry or just in your case of leadership, is getting the respect it deserves on the stage that you were on? Because I just felt like it was kind of like disconnected to what Fiji is doing. I totally get that, but I just feel like, you know, Rotuma itself is a unique, different island that represents the Tumen culture, and I just felt that, you know, the people in the community were making comments such as, oh, that's not the Fijian, like, that's not the Fijian way, but there's just different ways and dynamics of beauty. And I just wanted to hear from you, Rael. Was there a disconnection in the way that you felt being in your reign or being kind of Rotumen in the hibiscus running for the pageant of the crown? Like, how did you feel during that period? Because I feel and I see different views of how I see things, but it will be nice to hear from your view.
Yes. At the very start, I felt really small, considering that I was the only Rotumen out of the other girls. For hibiscus, so I felt that I didn't fit their ideal image of a hibiscus queen, considering that we live in Fiji. But I also had to remind myself that Fiji and Rotuma are part of the same community at the end of the day.
Yes.
We should always think that it's about the voice, about the girl who takes those views forward. Not the face, not the way she looks or how she was brought up, but rather her ability to feel issues and for the people as a whole, not as individual segments.
So true, Rael. And I just sense that sometimes a disconnection within the Fijian community when it comes to, you know, certain groups or ways of how they kind of analyze and categorize. And I'm not only saying that for the Fijian community, but also for the Pacific. Sometimes we categorize and we put different types of beauties and places and ways. And, you know, because you've got this, you are categorizing this. But I was just so happy when you were crowned Miss Hibiscus, because I was like, you know, finally, there's a little bit of change happening in the way that we see the representation of Fiji. And your take on this, Rael, is what would you like to see more of when it comes to Fijian development, to women voices in the pageant scene, but also in the leadership scene?
I feel that when you give a voice, you also need to give a space, and you also need to be able to listen in return. You can't just tell young people that they have a seat at the table, but do they really have a seat at the table if their opinions and their views are not even considered or listened to?
Yeah.
We tell our young people that they are the future leaders of nation, but how can they grow into those shoes of being a great leader if they're not being listened to as a people? And I think it's the first step that we need to take in order to build our young people's confidence and give them the chance to be able to grow into their shoes of being great leaders in the future.
That's so true, Rael. And you know, I wanted to take this time for you. Through your reign and through your journey, what else are some of the things that you, or matters that you'd like to address and share before we go into your acknowledgements?
Oh, thank you. So, honestly, I feel that there's not a lot being said about the people who have contributed to my reign. It's more, it's always been centered around me and what I can offer or what I have learned from my reign as Miss Hibiscus. But I believe that there's a lot to be said about the people who have contributed immensely to helping me with the way that I carry myself, with the way that I need help with issues that I'm not really particularly not well versed in, especially to do since I'm from a commerce background. There's a lot of things that I need yet to learn about our medical field and our environmental field. And it's also been with the church, church leaders, my prayer warriors at home and on our beautiful island of Rotuma. The way in which they imparted their knowledge was the way in which I hoped to carry forward with me and spread across the stages in which I enter in and the spaces which I am invited to. I feel that it's been a beautiful chapter of growth for me. It's been about learning to fit into spaces that are not as welcoming to me, but also learning my worth, knowing my value, and knowing that certain spaces, they are just not meant for me.
Yeah.
But the people who I know can enter those spaces. Yes, I am really blessed to have been given this chance to be the reigning Miss Hibiscus. And from a very young age of 20, I've learned so much. I've grown so much. And looking back, I don't think the girl last year would have been able to speak on a radio show like this. Yes.
Beautiful, Rael. Beautiful, Rael. And on that note, do you have any last bit of acknowledgements before we wrap up the show for today?
Oh, yes. Well, first and foremost, all thanks and glory goes back to the Father Almighty, because without Him, I am nothing, honestly. I wouldn't have taken that leap of faith if I wasn't a praying individual. I would also like to thank my family and my relatives and my friends for always being the wind beneath my wings, my small community. The word small doesn't cut it, because there's so many Rutumans, you know, in the local community and in the diaspora. So many Rutumans, and we know there are Rutumans in the room when it's always loud and cheerful. But I also like to thank you for having me today. It's been a really great time. I've enjoyed this so much.
Thank you so much, Faixia Rael Aisia. She is such a beautiful, intelligent epith. You know, just she really is going to do so much great things beyond pageantry, but just for her community and the whole vision of how we see beauty, pageantry, leadership, and voices on today for the next generation. So thank you so much, Rael. You have a beautiful, beautiful day. And for those that are tuning in, we will have this on Spotify later on today. And for those that are tuning in on Planet FM, that is our very own Miss Hibiscus speaking with us. Very blessed to have her on air. And we're going to be sharing more about her. We've got so many pictures. Blessings to her mom and her auntie Rachel as well for sharing so much. And for those that are tuning in, I'd like to take this time to also acknowledge the many voices that supported our amazing Rael in her reign. And, you know, the time, the effort, the energy that goes into producing so much for different categories, days, outfits, the preparation. It takes a lot of work. So much appreciation to you all and the light and love that you give to our community as well. For those that are tuning in as well, this is a different topic that we're going to speak about, but it's kind of aligning on the same topic as well, is towards our very own Mima Maile as well, who had her beautiful, beautiful community worker and father that was just a great person in the community, who sadly passed away last week. And I wanted to give so much love to Mitua Tupuni, who is Nofua Maile, father of four children and grandpa to nine grandkids, solely missed, who peacefully died in hospital via Brisbane, Australia on the 24th of February, 2026. He would have been celebrating his 83rd birthday, which was the next day. So how much of a blessing is that? I wanted to speak about this beautiful person because I think in community, sometimes we get so carried away doing so much beautiful community work that we don't really sit and acknowledge some of the amazing faces that do so much for our people. And this beautiful papa, Amitua, he's done so much. So, you know, this this recognition that I want to give so much love to, and rest in peace to this beautiful papa, because he's done so much to the Sisi Mema as well. Papa Amitua, Maile, who passed away on the 24th of February, and it was his birthday the next day as well. So I think it's just a huge blessing. So much love, so much light, so much community work that he has done and supported over the many years. He would have been 83 this year as well. I would say he made it because he's in heaven, shining bright right now. And thank you so much. You know, you've done a lot for our people, and may you rest in love and keep shining your lights around. Your legacy will be carried on with the many voices and people that you have touched and also carried with your community work. So rest in love, Papa. Be beautiful, and we will always be great. And we've got a song that is dedicated to our stunning Papa as well that's going to be coming through. So apparently, he was an ABBA fan. So our ABBA fans out there, yes, he was an ABBA fan. So Chiquita by ABBA, or Rivers of Babylon by AKA Boney M, was his favorite track. And I think it's just super awesome that we get to highlight and acknowledge so many beautiful people in our community that have gone and they have passed, but they still are here in spirit. So we're going to be playing that track for you real soon. But I also wanted to give a highlight to the many people in our community that is going towards the protest that's happening for West Papua, and also there's a homelessness protest that's happening today. So if you are out and about in the community, show some love. Show some love. There's a lot of things that are happening in the world today. And you know, my quote for today is to just show love, be kind, and smile. Sometimes a smile can go so far. Honestly, you can walk into the room and just smile and say, how's your day going? And that can, you know, that can take you love and light to another level. So I just think it's super beautiful in this time right now just to be kind to whoever you are around. Show beautiful love. Sometimes that can be by wearing your favorite outfit of the day, or that can be baking something really nice for yourself, or doing something that you really love, going for a walk, going to the mountain, or taking the time for you. Have a pamper day. Do all the beautiful things that you want to do, because you just don't know what the next person is going through. So I just think spreading love and light is, it sounds cliche, I know, it's like, okay, you're way too happy, Tina, but I think it's so needed in today's society and world. So I think being kind and showing kindness is a beautiful thing. And I'm going to be playing this track by ABBA. It's called Chiquita. And this is dedicated to our very own Amitua Tapuni Nofoa Maile. So this is towards the beautiful Papa that died in hospital beautifully in Brisbane, and it would have been his 83rd birthday. So I am all about spreading love and light on that one. This is the Be About It show. Have a blessed day, whānau, and be bright and be beautiful.
What's wrong? You're enchained by your own sorrow. In your eyes, there is no hope for tomorrow. How I hate to see you like this. There is no hope.